Welcome to a new and a bit renewed podcast from Hello Stage. My name is Bernhard Karris, and many of you have subscribed to our Be Your Own Manager podcast, our career podcast for classical musicians, and we thought it's time to extend that a bit and to bring in some news of the classical music world. So today's episode actually has a lot of news about Finnish conductors going to America or leaving America, but also about one of the most fantastic festivals up in England, in Aldeburgh. We will also have sections, not this time, but in one of the next times, about career management. And so you will have all that impact too. We hope you like the new format, and if you have any kind of comments or suggestions, please do not hesitate to contact me. You find a contact form on hellostage.com. You also find more information there and a couple of links and so on, which might be interesting to you. And if you have news you would like to share, please do not hesitate to contact us. I'm looking forward to your feedback, and I hope you like this new format, which we will explore a bit with over the next couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us. It seems that Esa-Pekka Salonen is looking for some sun in his life. After having left Los Angeles Philharmonic a couple of years ago to go to London to the Philharmonia Orchestra, he just announced that he's actually returning to sunny California. He will take over San Francisco Symphony from Michael Tilson Thomas. A very interesting appointment. Michael Tilson Thomas will be 75 when he steps down, will be replaced by the 60-year-old Esa-Pekka Salonen. Both are not only distinguished conductors, but also very well-established composers. Esa-Pekka Salonen did amazing things with the Philharmonia Orchestra. He did a couple of projects which allowed audiences actually to step inside the orchestra, experience the orchestra through digital aids significantly better than ever before. The first project of that was Rewrite, which was all about the Rite of Springs by Stravinsky. And there was an installation going around the world on tour with the Philharmonia Orchestra. There's also an app he worked on quite a lot from the Philharmonia Orchestra, featuring several orchestra pieces. Before that, in Los Angeles, he was instrumental in the finishing touches for the fantastic concert hall, the Walt Disney Concert Hall down there, and opening that up and making it a major venue within Los Angeles. Well, San Francisco Symphony probably would love to have some of his amazing touch. Michael Tilson Thomas did a great job there for 25 years, but if you look through the program, it's very often Beethoven and Mahler and Debussy. So you find every season a lot of Beethoven and Mahler there, well, also other pieces, but it is astonishing for an orchestra led by a composer that these kind of classical works feature that strongly every single season. San Francisco, in my humble opinion, has seen a rise in interest in classical music, but brought to the city much more by Group Muse, which is run by enthusiastic and passionate classical music fans who want to actually bring classical music significantly more to the people. And it doesn't necessarily need a guide on a webpage saying how you behave on your first time visit to Davis Hall. Well, I'm sure that Esa-Pekka Salonen will shake that up, and we will wish him a lot of luck. Interesting enough, what the press notes say, that he won't be alone in actually making the decision of arts and the program. He will be joined by a couple of other artists who form a kind of a collaborative partners, and they include people like Julia Bollock or the violinist Pekka Kuusisto, also another Finn, or the jazz artist Esperanza Spalding. It will be interesting to see how these artistic collaborative partners really influence an interesting programming in David's Hall in San Francisco and then hopefully all over the world and bring music not only to San Francisco but to the world. Let's see. And there are more. Finnish conductor news at American orchestras. Osmo Venska announced that he will step down as the music director of the Minnesota Orchestra in August 2022, actually. He will have been with the orchestra for 19 years. Well, at least 1.5 years of that, he was a music director without an orchestra. Because many might remember that there was a big lockout in a labor dispute between management and the musicians, where musicians were locked out in the seasons from 2012 to 2014. There was a huge deficit which accumulated massive amounts of dollars. Luckily, the orchestra was actually able to recuperate from that and to be one of the big American orchestras. We will see who actually follows and if they have another Finn coming there. And we have more conductor news today. It was just announced that Daniele Gatti will be starting as music director of the Opera House in Rome immediately. He has a 3-year contract there, ending at the end of 2021. Well, Daniele Gatti's name was raised a couple of times by Washington Post and by others with Me Too accusations of sexual harassment. Actually, he was fired because of that reason from the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. Well, it was accusations. And at that time, actually, Daniele Gatti threatened to sue the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, but we haven't heard anything about that. It's a tough decision and a tough way to judge, but it's nevertheless interesting that these accusations still stand undisputed and that neither side has looked for some judicial clarification on them, and that he then returns to Rome. All that might and will not have been easy, first of all, for any person who might have felt or probably even be harassed by anyone, but also for Daniele Gatti. He had to cancel a couple of performances because of heart problems. In any case, we wish him the best of health, but I would also like to see actually clarifications on what really happened in the music world. There, I think that we owe that not only the victims, but the world. The Oldeboer Festival in England just announced their program, and with it, the three leading artists in residence who curated most of the program. The Oldeboer Festival runs in June from 7th to 23rd in the beautiful landscape of England. The three artists are composer Thomas Laucher, tenor Mark Padmore, and singer and conductor Barbara Hennigan. Thomas Laucher's first opera, The Hunting Gun, will receive its UK premiere. It was premiered this summer, summer 2018, in Bregenz in Austria. The production in England will see the Austrian actor Karl Markovic actually directing that opera. There are more pieces by Thomas Laucher to be heard during the festival. Among them is Thomas Laucher's song cycle, a Padmore cycle. And who better to sing that cycle than Mark Padmore? Tenor Mark Padmore will explore during the festival the closeness between poetry and music. He will look at the texts behind a lot of the songs and a lot of the music. The third artist in that row of artists is Barbara Hannigan, a conductor, an amazing conductor, an amazing singer, and just a great musician. And she will perform three events with her Ludwig Orchestra, but also she will conduct Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress. Well, all that and more to be seen in Aldeburgh from June 7th to 23rd. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Bernard Karras, and I hope you enjoyed this new format of our podcast, which reaches out a bit more into the classical music world. If you have any suggestions or comments or so, please do not hesitate to contact me. Also, if you have news you would like to share, do that and share it with us. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And if you like that podcast, please share it with others. We are happy if we can bring out the classical buzz to as many people as possible. Thanks so much for listening. Till soon.